all together with the Jewish people have been davening, been praying, and treating the heavens for the full shlema, the full recovery, for the light and guide of our generation, of Aaron Leib Steinman. Recent weeks, we lost one of the greatest lights of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Shapiro. My brother-in-law told me that he saw a sefer that one of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva wrote to Moshe, and it said this lashon: Pe'er Hador V'Hadro, the glory of the generations, Sh'or Toroso, the light of his Torah, Zorech Misof Olam Atzofam, goes from the whole world. That's one of the greatest Talmid Chacham of the generation, wrote about Rav Moshe, who's gone. Next week, we're going to be commemorating the yard site of our historic Rosh Yeshiva of Noach Weinberg. These are the parishes of Moshe Aaron. So I thought maybe it would be a good time to deal with a basic question, which maybe bothers some of us, and we wonder about, you know, at the end of the day, what's all the fuss about? Why do we make such a fuss about Gedol Yisrael? Why do we center them so much? What's this all about? You go to a wedding, another gadol comes in, a great man comes in, the whole wedding stops. I've been to weddings like that, sometimes for like half hour, 40 minutes. All the plans are out. People could be eating, everybody has to get up, dance a little bit. All the books, all the stories. What is this? Mazeh. Mazeh val mazeh. So I'd like to offer five different reasons that I think that this is our hanhaga, this is what we do today. The first one, most simply, we make a big deal about the gedolim, about our great Jewish leaders, because by making that big deal, it reminds us that they are the ones that we have to learn from in terms of how to fulfill our personal obligations and to do Torah and mitzvahs the best way. What's the Torah way? What is the way? How do we know? If you think about it, how could we know? How do we know exactly what to do? Just like we would all never go to an unauthorized surgeon. Huh? Someone needs a small operation. Appendix removed. You go to someone, and I read some Science Today, Today's Doctor. You know, I'm a well-read person, or he's a little bit in the bathroom, and you know, I know everybody goes in through the stomach, but I was thinking we're going through the side. You know, let's try it. Why not? Let's go for it. You know, I have good hands. Played ball when I was younger. Little piano. Let's go. So no one in their right mind would ever go to such a doctor, such a professor. You know, well, look, I'm a man of scientists. I'm a chemist. So I probably know how to do surgery also. That's ridiculous. So the same thing when it comes to the way to act in Torah. We need to know who are the real surgeons. Who are the real professors? Who really knows what to do? Who can tell us how to fill Torah mitzvahs the best way? And that's what one thing simply that our gedolim do for us. The Chazon Ish said, Eini oseh tnua kala. I don't make a small move, but lilis yaitz bedalet chelki shulchan aruch. Chazon Ish said about himself, I don't make the smallest move without going into what's dalet chelki shulchan aruch. What does all of the Torah tell me to do? And therefore, when someone would see the Chazon Ish, and on a lesser level, every gadol, they can see a walking sefer Torah, a walking sefer halacha. How to greet people, how to deal with people, how to act towards others. So that's the first simple reason. So we make a big deal about them, because by putting them on a pedestal, it reminds them, Kizei Re'e V'Kadesh. You want to know how to act? Act like him. Another reason that we make the fuss is it reminds us, listen to this, to cleave to them, to be dovek to them, and perhaps the fuss itself is a form of being dovek to them. Dveikus to tzaddikim. Dveikus to tzaddikim. Now, when I say that, I sound a little Hasidish. What happened? Schoolmaker went Hasidish. Some of you are probably, you know, happy. Some of you bewildered. Some probably think I should be fired. But if we look a little bit, let's see a little Derech Hashem together. So Derech Hashem, Ramchal, Basic Sefer, Miskal V'Kol Yisroel, he talks about the fact that Hashem wants us all to make it to Olam Amos. He wants us all to make it to Achras HaYomim. But there are those that make it on their own merit, and there are those that don't have enough merit to make it on their own. But Hashem left a place for them. Rasa Shahaya Ininos Lehemod. It's a beautiful way. Sheh B'koach Tzasam. There's in the power of some members of the Jewish people, Lahoil Niktzasam, to work for the others, and to do good for them. Not only that person has an individual sweat and perseverance and shleimus and consistency to make it to shleimus, to make it to the complete way, will be a ben olam haba. Elagam mishikvar yagil masa bitaluso ba'acher. The only way you can make it is being dependent on another tzaddik, on a tzaddik. Zakei mimenu yuchol lehenes b'shleimus. He can also make it into olam haba. So the Ramchal tells us a tremendous thing, that by being davek to tzaddikim, they can pull us up. How this works, what the parameters are, I don't know. The Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, certainly a staunch litvak, Rav Chatzkel Sarna, writes in his Ha'aris on Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is mashma, seems to be clear in a few places, that there are certain levels, certain madrigas, which are only fit for certain members. Not everybody can get to everything. Ain't kol Yisrael ruyim for chassid is the highest level of being a chassid. Everybody can be tzaddikim, everybody can feel what's right to be what's called a chassid, and Mesilas Yesharim is not for everybody. But in other places, there are mashmayot that everybody can get in. So what's the resolution? Can everybody be a chassid? Can everybody not be a chassid? So Rav Chatzkel Sarna says that their people in their basic selves don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the natural spiritual talents, whatever those are, to be amongst that group. But by being davek to tzaddikim, they can make it. So this is another reason that we put gedolim and tzaddikim on a pedestal. Because by us realizing who they are, we'll want to be cleaving to them, and it could be the putting them on the pedestal itself is already a certain level of dvekus, of connection to them. And through that connection, who knows how far we can go. A third one, third reason we put them on a pedestal, make all this fuss about them, they are the ones that lead the generation. Not just in our personal lives, like we said at first. How do I act? But there's a generation. There's a Klal Yisrael. There's an Olam Yeshivas. There's a Hasidic world. There's this big world that faces many, many difficult questions. Many, many tough shaylot. Many ways of crossroads, where to go. And by us putting Gedolim on a pedestal, we remember that they're the ones that we have to listen to for those questions. And even if they give us difficult answers sometimes, they're the ones we have to listen to. Let us explain for a moment. Let's look at the Jewish people, the frum world, what we're navigating. It's a very, very complex time. I'm no big analyst, not a historian, not a sociologist, not a rav, but it's a very complex time for Klal Yisrael. The frum tzibur gets bigger and bigger and more varied. What's kosher and what's not? Do we go to the army? Do we not go to the army? Do we do these academic programs? Do we not do these academic programs? Does everybody keep going to kol? Does everybody not keep going to kol? Who has the width? Who has the breadth? Who has the insight? Who has the far-reaching knowledge to deal with these questions? Only our Gedolim. Only Gedol Yisrael. Now, even though some of you might be thinking, hey, those aren't my questions, but you know, they might be one day. And they definitely might be your family's. Hopefully, they will be your family's questions. Where do we go? And even if you don't think it's your, but you care about Klal Yisrael, you care about the Jewish people, we are mixed up. We are lost. We need our Gedol Yisrael to guide us in the difficult modern times we live in, to tell us what's right and what's wrong, which way, Haderech Yelchuba, which way did the Tzom go? So therefore, we put the Gedolim on a pedestal to remind us that they're the ones we have to listen to and face in these questions. They're the ones who are going to guide us. That was a third reason. A fourth reason is it could be a kiyum, a fulfillment, or the central mitzvah d'oraisa of halacha b'drach, of going God's ways. It's something that's a little bit forgotten in Tzibur today. Hashem likes tzaddikim more than everybody else. It's clear in many, many, many sources, and I'll bring you one in a moment. Hashem appreciates tzaddikim more than everybody else. It makes a lot of sense. They're doing more for Him. He does more for them. Ultimately, God, this, that, we're not talking about that, but the way Hashem is knowing with the world, the tzaddikim get a different hanaga. Before the Jewish people entered Canaan, they were told, check, Imeshba Eitzi Mind. Is there an Eitz? Rashi says, what does it mean, is there an Eitz? Is there a tree? Is there an Adam, is there somebody that will matzil the whole generation? Amongst the Canaanites, is there a righteous person that can cause the whole generation, the whole nation of Canaan to be protected? Is there such a person there? Now, obviously, Hashem appreciates such a person more. Tzadik Yisod Olam, the righteous person, is the Yisod, is the foundation of the whole world. That person should be appreciated more. In your families, you appreciate someone who's the Yisod of your family. In your yeshiva, you appreciate someone who's the Yisod of the yeshiva. So Hashem appreciates in His world, there are people who are the Yisod of the world. Titen Emes Liakov, famous pasuk we say every morning. Titen Emes Liakov, Chesed Lavram. Give truth to Yaakov. Chesed Lavram. The Ramak in Tomer Dvora explains this refers to two types of people and two hanagas, two ways Hashem operates to these two people. Yaakov represents people who do what's right. People do the right thing all the time. And their hanhaga, the way Hashem treats them, is they get emes too. Hashem treats them b'chesed in an amiti way. That's the Yaakov. And the Talmud Torah says you have to treat every person like that also. But what's the continuation? Chesed l'Avraham, loving kindness to Avram. That's another level of person. I want to read this. Who are the Avrams? Haim, Hamisnagim ba'olam lefnim mishur sadin, kavam ravinu. They're going further to do what Hashem really wants, to hear His call, to go further. Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen well, guys. Misnaig imon, with those people. Hashem is misnaig lefnim mishur sadin. He goes further. Einim amidi imahem b'din al tokvo. Af lo b'derech ha-yosher. Hashem doesn't deal with them in a straight way. He goes further. El nichnas imahem. Lefnim mishura. Kamo she'im misnaigim. They treat me better, Kavan Yachol, I treat them better. They do go all out for God, God goes all out for them. Maybe God could take a punishment from them, he waves it away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaig b'midas ha-chesed osam she'en kamo Avram. Now you listen to this. Gam ha'adam. A person also, im he'yos, she'im kol adam yisnaig b'mistedek u'b'yosher mis, but everybody you treat in a correct, fair way. Ach! It's a very authoritative source, I want you to know. In Kelm, they said to learn this once a month. Not that the Ramak needs a scammer from anybody. Ach imatovim b'chasidim tiahan hagaso. Your action, lefnim shir sedin, you have to go special for them. B'imish l'shar odim, if regular people, hayasavan k'tas, you're a little bit patient, generally I'm a patient person. But with tzadikim, le'elu yoser v'yoser, more. V'yurachim aleim, and have mercy on them. I treat them specially. Tzadikim are something different to me, just like they are to God. They're very special to me. And they're beloved to me. And if you can do it, make them your friends. So this is clear that we treat tzadikim differently. We treat them differently. And based on who? If the whole, on Valach the Bedrach, if Hashem does it, we go in His ways and we treat them special. So we make a fuss about them because God makes a fuss about them. That's reason number four. And the final reason I'd like to share, and maybe the most important, is this. A secular guest came to Shlomo Freifeld's sukkah, the famed Rosh Yeshiva of Shar Yashiv. He saw in his sukkah, the walls of the sukkah were adorned with pictures of Gedolim. And the secular guest said, what's it about all these rabbis with beards? Why do you have all these pictures? So this is her word. These are the words that Reb Shlomo said. These are a near extinct species that flourished prior to World War II. These are a near extinct species that flourished prior to World War II. They are called human beings. These are the human beings. Dr. Kelm once said, the secular world can believe that man came from apes and crustaceans and fish. I saw my Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Salanter. Rabbi Salanter didn't come from an ape. This man did not come from monkeys. I read a short article once about one of the great masmidim of the generation, Reb Chaim Kaberman. Chaim Kaberman, shall we be well? I think he's still with us. As a yid that learns 15, 16 hours a day, maybe more for 60 years. They say you can set your watch upon when he comes into his revered Panovich and leaves. Chaim Kaberman, Shlomo Berman's brother. So I read an article in one of the, you know, the papers. It was so beautiful. The writer said, described him as, hear this, the guy we all want to be. And who's the guy you all want to be? We all really want to be like that. We all really want to be Gedolim. Like there, no, but we all really want to be Mashiach. Who we are? Who are we? What does this Jewish nation stand for? What are we about, Rabosai? What's our potential? Gedolim remind us of who we want to be and who we can be. So therefore, we put them on a pedestal. This is it. That's what I want to be. Not a football player, tarte mashma. Whatever country, whatever time of year. Yuck.
If we don't have examples of what man is really all about, and can't see examples of what the purpose of the world really is, if we don't have Gedolim to pull us out of our sleeping bags and wake us up, we're dead. We are dead. Hashem should protect the tzaddikim. We shall learn from their ways, cleave to them, be directed by them, listen to them, and finally be reminded and woken up by them to who we can really be.